This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bravo.
Every fucking time it gets me.
No, I know. It's like, honestly, it's like if you're like at a Republican rally and they play Proud to be an American. I have that same feeling.
Or Ball with the Ball.
Or when they play Ball with the Ball. Or Cat Scratch Fever.
Oh, my God.
And I believe Meatloaf, even. When that's how I feel. Well, boy, welcome, Doing It Nation. For Jenny and I, tonight's guest is, we have a warm feeling about tonight's guest because I don't know about you, Jenny, but he co-hosted a podcast with our producer, Guy, and it was the first podcast I was ever on.
It was the first one I was ever on.
It was a great podcast. It was decently funny.
Yes.
With Nuzzy and the Guy. Yep. And we stole the guy. So it felt only fair. And he's done so much more since then. He's a fucking entrepreneur. He's bringing hologram technology, personalized hologram technology to the masses. It's not just for Tupac anymore.
No, or for the Kardashians.
It's for the masses. Please welcome the Nuzzy, David Nussbaum. They're going crazy.
Thank you for having me on your show. Yeah, I'm actually a little nervous. To be on this show right now, it feels... it's amazing. This feels very, I'm very comfortable. It feels very natural because we've all been here together before, but the roles are reversed now. This is kind of interesting. Yeah. I was the host of a show and I was interviewing you guys like 10 years ago. Right. And now the student has become the teacher.
Right. And the teacher has become a successful businessman. Yeah. So it's very,
I would say innovative. I would say groundbreaking.
I would even call him, and I don't use this word a lot. Maybe this is the first time I've ever used this word.
Hit me with it.
A disruptor.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Snap. Boom. He is a disruptor.
He's a disruptor. Nuzzy, it is so good to have you. Jenny and I, we both about our individual appearances on the show with you and Guy and our combined appearances, you know, we go back a long way and it was super fun.
Yeah. And, it was something that like, I don't know about you, Danny. Like I remember the very first time though, Nuzzy, like I hadn't even moved to LA. I was still living in Houston. I was insanely nervous to be on your podcast. I was so nervous. I remember going to your place and literally sitting there and I was like, sweat was running down my back because I was nervous about being interviewed.
Well, I also didn't have any air conditioning in the apartment. So well, that, That did happen quite often. People would come over. It was the middle of August, no air conditioning in Los Angeles. And yeah, people
but would. Let me just say, though, at the time, I was still living in Houston, Texas. So that was not even remotely offensive weather. It was it was a total just lovely thing to be there. And like having the first time I did it was me and Jenny Mullen did it together. Then I think I did it by myself. Then Danny, you and I.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the great ones.
Jenny Mullen dropped in, which I really would have loved for her to ambush this.
Yeah. With her hot dad.
Yeah, with her hot alive dad, too. Yeah. Remember how rude she was parading her alive dad around right in front of our faces?
Yeah, we had two dead dads.
But Nuzzy, okay, first off, thank you for being here and congratulations. Third baby just arrived.
Yes. I have a third baby. I have a boy baby this time. So that's pretty cool. That's a whole different thing. So I appreciate that. That's a lot. He's a lot of work, but my wife does a great job. You know, he looks just like her. Thank goodness.
Let me just say, when you posted a picture of, I think your wife, is holding your son and your little girls are literally like wearing tiaras and princess dresses. And all I could think is that little boy is going to have so much makeup and so much nail polish on him later in life that he will have no control over.
Yeah, no, they do. They pose him like he's a doll. They dress him like he's a doll. It's this is everything that a little 6 and a little 7-year-old girl could ever ask for is a real life boy doll that they can manipulate and control.
They can do whatever they want. And also those two little ladies, really the sweetest thing you just posted was them hugging each other goodbye before you when you dropped them off at school. Danny, did you see this?
It's amazing. I drop them off every day before I go to work. And I don't say, you know, hug each other, but they all go off to school and they hug each other goodbye at the gate. And I don't know, I just like, I love them so much. I take a picture. I probably look like a creeper just taking pictures of children in a in a school parking lot, but they're my children.
Yeah.
And yes, they hug each other and I like to take a picture of them hugging every morning.
No, you guys make a gorgeous spawn and you have what I would describe as an attractive wife. And I say that and if it sounds creepy, it is. It's absolutely meant to be creepy. Who you met on your podcast, by the way.
I did. Podcasts have been very good to me. I met you both. And I got to hang out every single Saturday for 5 years. Meanwhile, I haven't seen him in person in like almost 2 years now. But and I met Sharla on episode 9 of my old podcast.
Because you had a lot of reality stars and I was aware of Sharla. I was working on a show called Coupling, not a big hit, but we were obsessed with the show that she was on called Paradise Hotel because of all of the, I'm not a big reality person, I haven't watched a lot, but I did watch that one and it was a train wreck of misery that was delightful to watch and your wife won it. So I was like, good for you.
Yeah. And by the way, she's also drop dead gorgeous, but super funny, smart, like just has the whole total package. And Nuzzy, I don't want to take anything away. I think you're a very handsome man.
Thank you. Well, she's great. I was a thank you. I'll make sure she listens to this part of the podcast.
Yeah, please do.
She doesn't listen or look or watch or anything that I do ever. But I will make sure that this part of the podcast she listens to. Yeah, it was great. I was a big fan. I love reality TV.
I watched
Big Brother and Survivor. But yeah, there was a show, Paradise Hotel, which only lasted one season.
Yeah.
And she won it. And I said, will you be? The best part about having a podcast, I don't know if it still is the case these days because of COVID and because there's a lot of podcasts, but in the early days of podcasts, asking somebody if they wanted to be on your podcast, it was like the least creepy way to asking somebody to come over, right? To get you, Jenny, up to my apartment or to get Danny, an Emmy award-winning executive producer, like instead of saying, hey, I want to hang out with you and you want to come over, I would just say, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? And they almost every time they would say yes. It's crazy. What a scam we cooked up.
Yeah,
it was a treat. The podcast was great. I love listening to it.
Me too.
I was so flattered to be asked. Like that's your thought was the complete opposite. I couldn't believe I was invited to be on a podcast.
No, it definitely felt like that was, for me, it was like a moment because the show is just taking off when you reach me and I started to get a little bit of a following on social media. And it was like, but yeah, it felt like, oh, I'm podcast worthy. That's cool. so thank you.
I feel like all the people on Twitter that, you know, like Danny and myself who started getting, you know, noticed.
Yeah.
You managed to be the person who got everyone that was like beginning to get Twitter, you know, famous or whatever you would call it. Yeah. You literally were the place that everyone got to stop by.
Yeah, it was great. It made it a lot easier to book a guest, and it was a great way to also promote the show because I'm nobody. I'm just a regular person sitting behind a microphone. But then when I would get Sam Simon to come on, or when I would get Danny Zucker to come on, you guys have followings. You have names. And I was using you to promote me, and it was just a really,
You're smart about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to work on that part, Danny.
Yeah, we really do. We're not that smart about it.
No, we're really not.
I mean, we got to work on it.
I'm taking notes here.
Okay. That's the thing. We thought that all we had to do was just take Guy and that would do it. But
yeah. We would just steal Guy and then everything would fall into place.
Yeah. Well, you got the best part of the show. Guy is incredible. The show was the heartbeat and the brains of the show. And it was, he did something really incredible for me. I say and a lot. Mm-hmm. And I hear myself in interviews that I do now, I don't have Guy editing out every single time I say or So I sound like me. I sound like an idiot. And that, but when Guy was doing all of the editing, he made me sound amazing and articulate and professional. And I need Guy to, I want to bring Guy with me wherever.
Yeah. Guy needs to do like real time edits on all of us. That would be fantastic. Wait,
Guy, do you have an entire, like, you know, just like zip, like of him just saying, like just a full, like 3 hours of,
have it on all of you guys.
Oh, terrific. Terrific.
Fantastic. I want to hear all my okay. Now, Nezzy, I'm so happy you're here. We have to talk about what you're doing now because it is truly beyond impressive. And how did you get into making holograms and making Tupac appear at Coachella? Like, how did you get into this?
Hey, give us
decently funny to where you're at, like how did
take you start with just that and then like this new company, like everything. I want to know, like, what was, how did you back into it? What was it?
I have to asterisk, I didn't put Tupac on stage at Coachella. So mm-hmm. I was doing the podcast with a decently funny, and one of my guests, so I'm going to start super early. One of my guests was an eccentric billionaire. And I interviewed this eccentric billionaire, and the interview went really well. He loved it. He said he couldn't stop thinking about it over the years. And then he hired me to produce a series of celebrity video podcasts for him. And one by one, I'd start bringing on my celebrity, my acquaintances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Corey Feldman, Andy Dick. It was a who's who.
Yeah. Wow. God, pick up those names that you just dropped.
Why? Thank you. I went and those were the those were the best ones. And Janice Dickinson. Yeah. And over the years of producing this video podcast, I guess it was around 2012, Tupac rose from the stage at Coachella.
Right.
As a hologram. And I thought, I'm bored doing, producing this celebrity video podcast series. I think there's something really exciting about holograms. I think there could be a really big business there. And I don't think that it hadn't been done properly in the past. It was always just being done to bring back like a dead musician who could posthumously perform in front of an audience. So I convinced my eccentric billionaire boss to buy the patents that put Tupac on stage and let's turn it into a business. And I put myself in charge of running the company. And we started, one of the first things we ever did was do a live beam. So I beamed Julian Assange out of the Ecuadorian embassy where he couldn't physically leave for many, you know, a specific reason. And I beamed him into the United States. And then I beamed Jimmy Kimmel while he was doing his show. I beamed him to the Country Music Awards in Nashville. And people were like, whoa, this is an amazing thing. So we turned this into a business. It was great. All of a sudden, everybody knew who we were. But the technology wasn't really good. It still looked like a ghost. It still looked like hot, you know, it looked like, you know, Kimmel ghost. It wasn't a real, it didn't really look. So I left and I started Portal, which is the company that I have right now. And Portal, I took everything that I learned about what not to do with holograms. And I didn't want it to be like a novelty act. I didn't want it to be, you know, bringing back dead rappers and things like that. I really wanted to create an actual business. I wanted to make this a communications company, like really evolve broadcasting communications. And so that's what I did. And so, you know, today we're in, you know, dozens of countries and we've got, financial backing and lots of employees. And it's an actual company with that's changing the way people are traveling and communicating.
So this is first of all, is there a website? Is there a Portal website?
Yeah, it's portalhologram.com. And then, no A in Portal.
Yeah, so it's P-O-R-T-L. And these things looked, I mean, you should, I want everybody to check them out because it's really cool and you should definitely see them, but they almost, they're like these like little, they're beautifully designed. They're these like booths where life-size people are sort of appearing in these booths, almost like Star Trek, like they've been beamed into this thing. And it's really spectacular.
I was blown away by you making your parents dancing into holograms. Like seeing that, I was like, I nearly cried. I'm like, that was the sweetest thing. But for you to be able to do something like that, like, I mean, I look like a piece of shit to my mother. Oh my God, you, to be able to do something like that, like that, I mean, it's truly just mind boggling.
For the remainder of time, my parents will always be dancing long after they're gone. I've got these life-size 4K volumetric holograms of them just perpetually dancing and giving each other a kiss. And it's an amazing, that's a beautiful keepsake and something that, you know, generations to come could, you know, could enjoy.
You could also scare the shit out of your children later on with that.
Right.
They're watching. Yeah.
What was sort of also interesting about your timing, and it's just probably, I mean, not that anybody wants a pandemic to happen, because of course we don't, but what it did for us was it made like even this podcast, which we're doing over Zoom, and it's like, and I'm working on a show that is primarily over Zoom, and we've gotten used to like the ability to sort of telecommute had been present for a while, but no one could get kind of past it. And we've now been rethinking how we do our lives and for your technology to sort of come in have you noticed people are much more at ease with it now?
The timing was pretty good. Although I would certainly much rather not have a deadly global pandemic. I'll figure something else out, right? Yeah. But yeah, people are used to sitting in front of a camera and beaming their image to a computer screen. It's the same thing. So yeah, I've just made it so that you can just beam your real, like, you know, if you're 6 feet tall, I'm going to beam you your 6 foot tall, high resolution. Yeah.
Wow. But is this something that people, are you finding like you're getting clients like privately or like publicly, like where people want to do something for a business, for a concert, for something like that? Or do you get people, you know, like I remember seeing something with like Kanye West getting Robert Kardashian, like the That was you, yes?
No, that was definitely not me. I will not.
Oh, really? Shut my mouth. No. I'm sorry.
I did. I will not take the blame for that. That was a different company who does digital resurrections of
digital resurrections. Is that what it's called?
But we have to make it sound nice, right? We're bringing these people back, and
I fully thought like you were the only one in the game.
Absolutely.
I already thought you did Tupac and Robert Kardashian.
But let me just say this real quick, because it's what's funny about this, having seen both your stuff and that, which was like, which I hate watched, the Kardashian one, but your picture is better. The resolution is better. They're still in that sort of ghost realm with their things. Yours feels like there's a person in the fucking room. It's so amazing. It's the difference between high def TV and like when you used to have the old tube things.
It's like the difference between Zoom and physically being there. It feels like you're there. You could stand eyeball to eyeball. You could look at each other and you'd swear on anything that that person is inside the booth. It's not like an old magic trick, like putting Michael Jackson, you know, on a thing or beaming, putting Tupac on stage. It's a real thing. And I can't believe I'm the one who's doing it. It's somebody much smarter long ago should have really put all of these things together, but I'm grateful that it's me.
Yeah, I can't believe you're doing anything, frankly. I mean, I was in Vegas with you a number of times and it didn't seem like you were going to amount to anything. No, so this is really spectacular. Yeah. Now, are these units that you buy, the portal thing, is it primarily a rental business? Like it's like you lease it out, or are people installing permanent portals, or is that something, a design you want for the, what are the goals? What are you looking at?
We do sell them. We rent them. We lease them. We've got hundreds of units out, at any given time, dozens of them are being rented, and they're being rented for huge events, conventions, trade shows, concerts. We were just at Art Basel where we were projecting NFTs into, you know, just into mid space. And we're beaming chefs into supermarkets to do cooking instructional things, and beaming CEOs. We beamed Diddy. We beamed Diddy out of his home in Miami to be at his son's birthday party in Los Angeles, they're being used for all sorts of reasons. But most of them are being permanently installed places.
What has been the, like your favorite one? I would say besides your parents dancing, like what's been like your favorite one that you've done?
Well, like my children, every hologram I love equally.
Well, now I know you're lying because I don't love all my children equally, so go on.
Right. There's been a lot. We did a iHeart Music Festival, beamed Kane Brown from Nashville into Los Angeles to perform with Swae Lee and Khalid. Mm-hmm. That was seen by a lot of people. I think the ones that I like the best are really the boring ones, though. Because it's like beaming a seat, like the, okay, so super famous watch brand, IWC. They are a watch brand out of Switzerland. The CEO of IWC beamed from the Swiss Alps into Watches and Wonders. It's a convention in Shanghai every year. And he was able to beam in real time and sit opposite a bunch of other executives who needed to meet with him. Now, there was coronavirus and there was other things. So he just beamed in, he did his thing, and he beamed out. And it really proved what our business model, that you don't have to book travel, you don't have to rent a car, you don't have to book a flight, you don't have to worry about any of this stuff. You beam in and you beam out.
Oh my God.
The whole phrase that's like, this could have been an email is.
I know. If you don't mind, speaking of beaming out, I need to beam out right this second so that our fantastic, amazing sponsor can beam in. And listen to this ad. It's going to change your life. And we will beam right back.
Oh, you did not. I love that.
Shit. I nailed it.
Doing it nation. Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at Bet Online. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, Bet Online is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code CLNS50 to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts.
Oh, my God. What a product. What a service.
My, I don't even know how we got this lucky to have
that. We love our sponsors. And God knows they love us. We're back with the Nuzzy, David Nussbaum. We're talking about Porto.
I'm going to steal. We'll beam right back from you if that's okay.
It's yours.
Okay. Yeah, that is
it's
a gift.
It's yours.
Happy we'll Hanukkah, right. Belated.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy it enormously. The other thing, though, speaking of, there's no beaming quality, but I was remembering fondly, like, I had never heard that back in the day there were these things called a tweet up. And the guy and Nuzzy took me to my first one in Vegas.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Oh my God, we had such a good time.
I couldn't believe that you came to that. Like, you were way too good for that. It's crazy. Yeah.
Let me put it this way. I mean, if you had had it in Riverside, nothing against Riverside, I would not have come. A lot of the appeal was Vegas. But, boy, did we have a great time.
Do you know how popular Guy and I were because we were bringing Danny Zucker with us?
Oh, I mean, I know. Was, and just going to a party. I mean, I was still not. I hate myself enough to never believe anybody wants to hang with me. So it was really fun to hang with you guys and the other peeps. We had a fabulous time.
I really enjoyed that. I don't talk to anybody from those groups, those tweet ups. I became really good friends. Like it was a group of people. We would meet up all the time. Guy remembers this. It was the same group. It was like, 20, 30 of us. And like, we became really good friends. Like even when my first kid was born, half of them that I met on Twitter showed up at the baby shower and stuff. I have had zero communication with any of them in 5 years.
But a lot of that has to do with kids too.
Yeah.
Like I found like my kids were really young. Around your age, and I was starting out, you do get a little bit swept up in your life when you're doing that. Also, it's not like you've been launching a big fucking company here. It's but you'll find that those people will come back into your life.
I hope so.
The good ones do.
I thought maybe it's because we've now gone through four or five social media apps. You know, we started with Twitter, and then we went to Vine, and then there was something called Feed that lasted a minute. I think Guy is on Telecom or whatever that's called. And
The way that it was at the beginning of Twitter, like you couldn't, I feel like you couldn't do that now. Like what we did at the big, 10 years ago on Twitter, where you could get noticed and everything. There's so many people, there's so many other apps.
But I think people are finding that, like, I think that's what TikTok is doing. TikTok is making people who were like, that have found each other become like even bigger, like that Cobby guy is like a just giant star, out of nowhere. It's fine. I love when people can create their own content and sort of bypass the gatekeepers. Twitter just became sort of a sea of like Twitter became very not fun.
Everyone's having the worst day of their life
on
Twitter. Like every time you get on Twitter, it's like you can have the happiest thing, like you could look at something that's just the most positive thing and someone will go, what about, like, just completely trash it. Like you could fully ruin a perfectly good kind thing on Twitter now. And it used to not be that way. It used to, like, everyone would encourage people on Fridays. Remember Follow Friday? Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. And the best parts of Twitter in 2012 were the reasons why a lot of us were getting canceled in 2020. what were we thinking? We were writing the worst things, but for some reason it made sense. And I don't know were we all playing a character or something? I don't know. But one by one, everybody I know was getting canceled because of something that they wrote 8 years ago.
It was weird. I mean, it, you know, it was definitely weird. I mean, look, comedy evolves, things change. We make fun of things. God knows. I mean, the standards change and all that, but because things are happening so fast, they used to change over like a decade or 15 or two decades. And now because everything's moving so fast, we're all so fucking connected. Things change over minutes. I mean,
it's probably like, it could be a good segue into our talking about shows and movies.
Yeah.
I had just put on, as I'm like writing during the day, threw on Seinfeld, you know, on Netflix.
Yeah.
All. And I'm watching that episode with the contest.
Yeah.
Watching that, like, there are so many problematic parts of that where they're like watching a woman through a window changing, like, oh, you know, immediately you're going, okay, this is not right. But still you're like, yeah, when I watch that, I'm on the ground laughing, thought it was hysterical.
No, it's everything, you know, it's
times are evolving. And, you know, I think what was, you know, we were all trying to also be edgy.
Yeah.
And being edgy means you cross a line and you realize that was too far and then you have to step back, or it was funny at the time.
Yeah, and certain things, and look, and there's certain things like I'm glad I don't do anymore. You know, like there's not, like, it's, yeah, like, oh, that is a little bit cringy. There's certain things, like, I mean, I don't know. I'm really glad for people that, like, the like, you don't say, like, we can't, like, retarded, that word went away. You can't say that anymore. I mean, I can say it because my parents are retarded. And so they came over from Europe on a very short boat. And so I'm allowed, because I've struggled. But yeah, I feel like we lost retarded at a time when we most needed the word, you know, like these last 5 years. But I'm trying to think because there's no good substitute. So I'm thinking, like, what's before, like, pre-tarded might be good, like, because you're not, like, I don't know, or calling them retardant, I don't know. But that's my tight five on retarded.
Can I steal that, by the way?
Maybe.
We got stand-up tomorrow night. Let me.
I just tested that out, bit out, two nights ago. So there we go.
It was just met with dust. And
no, like, it was. The truth is, I was doing stand-up. I accidentally said retarded, and I saw it. And then I just blatantly said, no, I can say it because my parents are retarded. And I just did a whole bit. But yeah, I mean, things change. I think people are, like, overly sensitive. But I also think you can't, like, listen. Here's the thing. The outrage that you hear on social media is not demonstrative of reality and how most people feel. If it were, Bernie Sanders would be president right now, you know, and a lot of things, it's like a very small group who are, like, loud and outraged all the time.
I feel like life must be so much easier and more fun to people who just took social media off their phones.
Oh,
but we can't.
We can't at all.
We're stuck. Yeah.
We can't at all. Is there anything you want to say to get canceled, Nessie?
No, my lawyers made me promise to not say anything controversial on this podcast.
Yeah, well, we took care of that for you.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, hey, do you remember that one time that Nessie said?
No, I remember when Nessie was like, hey, let's kill this hobo. And yeah. I was like, Nessie, you can't do that.
And I actually recorded it, and y'all held him down, killed the hobo. It was in a ditch. Yeah. I remember. It was good times, but it was a simpler time. It was 2012, yeah. You know.
It was a different time.
It was a much easier time.
Well, speaking of popular media, we weren't. But this is part of the show where we talk about things we've been watching, and I'm racking my brain for what I've been watching, but I'll figure it out by the time you speak. Nuzzy, what are some of the things you like that have been out there?
Well, I watch a lot of kids programming because my children are young children. I will say this: I'm very excited. There's two things that I would like to talk about.
Okay.
The return of Dexter,
Okay.
Which for me, it took 8 or 9 years until it came back. I loved Dexter. I thought it was like another perfect show from beginning to end. I loved everything about it. And the fact that it has come back for a single season on Showtime.
How is it?
It's not as good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I'm not disappointed because it's a free season of something that I never thought I was going to see again. So,
yeah, I get that.
You know, it picks up where it leaves off, and I'm not, you know, some of the storylines are, I wouldn't have, hey, but look, you know, yeah. I'm not a writer of television shows. I really appreciate it for what it is.
That's
and
cool.
I'm excited that it's back.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. What else?
You guys aren't watching Dexter. Okay. Here's something.
No, I haven't, but I will. I mean, Dexter lost me in its last two seasons, and I think I kind of like fell off, and I don't think I ever caught the end. So,
right.
but I always
that
enjoyed
happens.
It.
That yeah. happens. You know, people did that with Lost. People like yeah. it was so good and it started really great. And then yeah. it lost people last few seasons. I stuck with it. Are you guys watching or have you ever watched a show called, it's an Australian show. It's Orange is the New Black of Australia. And it's called Wentworth. And it's 8 seasons and it's one of the best shows of all time. And
really?
it's an Australian all-female prison series. And
wow.
it's on Netflix.
I've heard of this, but I haven't seen it yet.
I've actually seen it like on my Netflix, so you know, you might like this. So
yes.
But I love the idea of Wentworth, an all-female, like prisoners in Australia, which mm-hmm. Australians come from prisoners, so that must be even extra.
Yeah, that's right.
Extra psychotic, right?
And I kind of when I was watching Orange is the New Black, I was seeing a lot of similarities. I was wondering, are they taking any ideas? Because Wentworth came out first.
Oh,
and they even had some character names that were similar. And but it was it's an amazing show. I really enjoyed it. Of course, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm and
By the way, which has been great this season.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't go wrong. Even if it was terrible, it would be great.
Yeah,
I know.
I have to tell you, I watched Curb. So there was like three Sundays in a row I missed, but I had, and so I watched 3 Curbs back to back.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I was like, I need to like watch a murder show to like calm down because it is the most like anxiety ridden show where you're just like, please, you're going to say it. Oh my God. Why? Larry, stop talking. Like, do you ever feel that when you're like, you're squirming when you're watching it?
Yeah. I love the squirm. Like I'm also not like, I haven't liked the last couple of seasons of Curb personally. There've been funny things. It's always funny, but it's like, yeah, kind of, this season has been fucking on point. I've just really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I love the way that they, like Vince Vaughn has done a great job.
Yeah, he has.
Those are big shoes to fill.
They sure are.
And that last episode I love Richard Lewis.
Oh my God, so good. And Tracy Ullman was great in that show
yep.
too.
Oh God, she was great. I laughed the hardest though when he looked at Richard Lewis and said, "Like, when are you gonna die?"
Yeah, it is such a great show. So even when it's not good, see, you guys are television writers,
no,
and so you're probably looking at you look at shows. Maybe I don't know. I mean, I'm just projecting. You might look at shows differently than I look at shows. I just appreciate them.
Yeah.
And you might be seeing, oh, if he had written it this way, or I would have done things differently. For me, I'm watching, I get to watch Larry David. He doesn't have to make a show.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't need this, but I get to sit there and watch it. And I'm certainly not going to criticize anything just because it's, for me, it's so great just to watch.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
What about you, Jen?
Okay. So have y'all watched the Clusterfunk Christmas on a Gas Tire? Rachel Dratch made a Christmas show that was just aired Saturday on Comedy Central. I cannot recommend this enough. It's like an airplane Christmas movie, basically.
Really?
Yeah, it's like they must have watched every Hallmark Christmas movie that was ever made and just took that format of like, hey, the girl, busy girl in New York, you know, she doesn't have time, but she's gonna go to a small town and she's gonna buy the hotel from these sweet little, you know, small town people, but she finds the meaning of Christmas. But the whole thing is fully like Airplane. It's like watching Airplane.
Oh my God, I gotta see this.
Yeah, it's a must watch. And I also started watching Sex Education on Netflix.
Heard that's really good too.
I held off watching it for the longest time and I'm very much enjoying it. Oh, it's great.
I want to check that out.
Yeah, give that a whirl. What about you, Daniel?
I think this is one I forgot to recommend before. I watched a movie. I rented it on Netflix and on iTunes, whatever. I have little disposable cash, so it's fine.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I watched, it was Bobcat Goldthwait and Dana Gould.
Uh-huh.
They did a movie about one of their tours called, I think it's called Joyride. And it is, because I love Bobcat and I love Dana, but it's great. It's like the two of them just driving and then they're doing their show. They did, I guess, a series of shows together on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's funny. It's like, it feels very real about comedy. And like Bobcat is really like, you met him and you know, he's a great guy. And he's super reflective about like some shit he did in the past. And there's, you know, he plays this one clip because he has beef, like Jerry Seinfeld hates him.
Oh, I remember that. Comedians in Cars.
Well, he plays that. He plays it with Bridget, where goes after him. And then Bobcat is like, he talks about it on stage. He has a really funny thing. It's like, you know, he's a Jerry Seinfeld, you know, and you know, he hates me, you know, but you know, his one talent was being friends with Larry David. and if you don't believe me, Larry David has this hit show on HBO, critically acclaimed, and Jerry is driving around with a GoPro. but he's also honest. You know, what did you do? Like Dave's like, what did you do to like piss him off? And he's like, oh, I might know one thing. And then they cut to him on Arsenio back in the day, making jokes about Jerry dating a high school kid, which was absolutely true. He's in his 30s. And it was brutal. And so it was like, but it was like, just really honest. And I really just really, I just completely, completely enjoyed it.
What's that called? Do you remember what it was called?
I think it's called Joyride.
Joyride. Okay. I definitely want to watch that.
Yeah. I really recommend that. That was the,
is that was, something I can watch with my children?
Probably.
Sounds like it.
Okay, good.
What else have I watched?
Are you guys, you know, John C. Reilly, anything with John C. Reilly in it is hilarious to me. And he's got this show with Fred Armisen called Moonbase 8.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think?
It was like, I can't like fully recommend it, but it was like, I watched all of them like in 2 days. So
it's only like 5 episodes or something like that.
I found it really enjoyable. Oh, I know the other thing I want to recommend that I really fucking loved. It's called, I'm working on this animated show and like Sharon Horgan is one of the voices who we love Sharon Horgan.
Yes.
And somebody at work recommended, oh, you know, she did this show and they just released the second series on it with this woman, Aisling B, who is like British. And Aisling actually wrote the whole thing and directed a bunch of them. And it's called This Way Up. And it's so good. I think it's 2 seasons, 6 episodes a season, but it's really good. They play these two sisters. The younger one, Aisling, at the very top is just getting out of like what seems like a rehab, but she had a nervous breakdown. But it's their lives together. It's just really warm and funny and it's just great. So This Way Up, I can't recommend it enough. You would love it, by the way, Jenny.
What's it on? Where does
on
it
on Hulu.
On Hulu. And, okay.
And honestly, you'll thank me right away. It's right up your alley. And then randomly, I was out the other night. And a friend of mine was like, oh, come.
Oh, no. Did Danny just.
Did he just leave
hang up on us?
I like that it was like about to give a big reveal.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, I'm sitting here like.
What is he going to say next? Yes, I'm like writing down what his recommendations. I'm waiting for him to you know, reveal
I'm just
the
assume
next.
Assume it was something probably on Pornhub.
So what do we do? Do we just, is this part of the show still? Are we?
No, I'll edit this
out. He'll probably, let's see, he's probably going to jump back in. Here, my computer just quit. Stand by. Okay.
That's so funny.
I love that it was like literally a cliffhanger. I'm going, you'll love it. He's just getting all worked up. And then
I know I'm like inching closer to my screen. Like, okay, what is it going to be? And then he's gone. Wow. See, that's Danny though for you.
You never know. He's the elusive Danny. Guy, what have you been watching then?
I would say King Richard. Do you guys see that on HBO?
I haven't watched that yet.
It's really, really good.
You know, the reason I was like kind of standoffish about it because I thought, you know, that guy in real life was like such a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And was like having a hard time if they were, you know, like Richard, like the dad was not a, you know, stand-up person.
So apparently Serena and Venus were involved in the making of like the whole thing. And I'm not gonna say they didn't make him look.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, okay, good. But yeah, at least I felt like, all right, it's their opinion, like their side of the story kind of. So.
I think so. I know that he had like different kids that he didn't have anything to do with were like offended by the.
I'm so sorry, guys. My computer died in the middle of this.
Oh, we were on the edge of our seat for that recommendation, and then it just, you left.
Okay, wait. Well, I was talking about, what was I talking about?
Oh, no. I need to know what you were talking about. It was, and I hope Guy does keep all of this in, but it's his decision.
Yeah, you can do that. This is like, it's just a little behind the scenes look. I was talking about This Way Up.
Yes.
And I can't remember.
I think you had one more recommendation is what it was.
Yeah. One more recommendation. I think this might have to wait for another episode.
It does. I mean, guys, if you can imagine, it'll be a fun contest. What was the thing I was going to mention before? I'll have to listen back. It'll probably spur in. I'll be like, oh.
Just text it to me later if that's okay.
Yeah, text it to both of us. So I'm like, what is this show? I'm ready to write it down. And then you just left us.
I know. I just left you. God, I feel terrible about it. Well, anyway. There was that, which was fun. And obviously, Succession has been brilliant this year.
Oh, my God. That last episode of Succession was...
Oh, and his birthday party was like...
Did we all read the New Yorker piece on Jeremy Strong?
Oh, my God. He sounds insufferable.
I was like, I feel like that's that one episode where he shits the bed. I feel like he probably really shit the bed.
There's no question. But anyway, look, I'm sorry for the technical difficulty, guys. I feel just awful about it, but forgive me. Let's get back to our guest and just thank David Nussbaum, the Nuzzy. He's a mensch.
We're wrapping things up. Is this the part of the show where we're slowly coming to? Okay, very nice. All right.
We
always wrap up after we do our show recommendations.
I know. I listen to every episode.
Yeah, but
you're part of Doing It Nation. Is that correct?
You're a major part of Doing It Nation, and I would love for us to see each other IRL mm-hmm. soon.
I'd enjoy that very much.
Yeah, I want to come check out the portal biz.
Jenny, there's nothing I would like. I've invited you several. I would love for you to come here, or if you didn't want to come here, I would come to you. We would. Do you still live in the same area? I know where you live.
I'm not in the same place. I'm in a different place now, but I want to come and like actually see the setup.
I would love that. I've got a coffee pot here too, and we can have coffee and we could do, you know, look, I used to get people I really enjoyed to come over by asking them if they want to be on my podcast. And now I get to say, do you want to be a hologram? And the level of people have gotten way bigger. More people want to be holograms than want to be on podcasts. It's crazy.
I love it. And do you have like a separate, are you at an office, or are you doing this from home? Like, where do you have a?
This is my office. Yeah. I have a showroom. We have all kinds of gadgets here and hologram stuff. And yeah.
Oh, I would love to come down. I remember coming down to your last place. It was the coolest demonstration.
Right. That place is garbage compared to this place.
I enjoyed the garbage.
Okay. Technically that place is way nicer. That was in Beverly Hills, two blocks from Rodeo Drive. My office is in Echo Park. So don't I drive like the Echo nice Park. Car here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do it together. Let's go.
I would love that. Let's make a plan to do that. And that's not just something we say at the end of the podcast. I actually really want to
and
do that.
Yeah,
I really
and want to bring the guy. Bring Thank the guy. With
you. If the guy will drag his ass out of Orange County, I'd love to.
We'll bring the doing it team.
That would be amazing. But thank you. Thank you, Nuzzy. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Guy. This was so much fun. I feel like this was like a reunion.
I felt good. I felt really good about this.
I felt like I dropped the ball with my technical difficulties, and it got weird at the end. I mean, let's be honest. Let's own it.
Jenny picked you up when you went down. Jenny, she really rose and was and carried the show for the several minutes you were gone.
Yeah. She is the wind beneath my wings. I mean, I always
say
that.
That's what we do for each other, Danny. I mean,
yes.
Like, when one of us falls, the other one picks the other one right back up.
That's exactly it. And we both have this attitude that when we get knocked down, we get up again.
Yeah, because you're never going to keep me down.
And I think we've said this over a whiskey drink and over a vodka drink. Yeah. Over a cider drink, over a lager drink.
Oh, he said all the words of the song. Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I think that's
it's my favorite Chumbawamba song. But anyway, Nuzzy, you're the best. Thanks. Doing It Nation. Thank you for joining us again. And we will talk to you next week.
Yes.
Doing it with Danny and Jenny.